Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good night, everyone. Hi, this is Alicia. I know it's been a long time, since last year of October, I think. So I want to welcome you to Under My Skin. First of all, I want to say I'm not a therapist, so please do not take what I say as being I'm certified to tell you anything. I'm just sharing some things of everyday lifestyle or everyday comments or everyday things that we go through as women and men, because a lot of men has a lot to go on in their life that we don't understand. I want to introduce you guys to my co-host tonight. Her name is Kendra Miller. Say hi, Kendra.
Hi, everybody.
And she's going to be sitting in with me today.
So today we're going to talk about, it's been a while, I just wanted to just talk, but I think I wanted to tell you guys about if you ever feel being alone. And being alone could be in three different ways, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Do you believe that, Kendra?
Yes, absolutely.
So what I've learned is, and I don't know if a lot of you know, I go to therapy, and a lot of people are against that. Some people, I'm going to say some. And I don't think they understand the whole concept of going to therapy. And what I've learned in therapy is what I'm talking about tonight. And it's amazing that when you really sit down with someone that actually knows what they're trying to tell you, they will help you out in so many ways. Kendra, do you believe in therapy?
I absolutely believe in therapy. Therapy is one of the things that I've done a little over 30 years now. Off and on throughout the last 30 years, I've probably seen six different therapists for various periods of my life. Things that, you know, I just needed help getting through.
And a lot of us think that having a therapist is because you're crazy. No, it's a lot of things in your life that you cannot deal with that you might want to think about therapy. So if you want to call in, the number is 267-521-0154. That's 267-521-0154. Or you could get us in the chat room where you're anonymous and no one will know who you are. If you want to share a story, tell us how you feel, just vent, the chat room is available. So when we're talking about being alone, I was in therapy talking about being alone, and she asked me, what makes you feel like you're alone? And the thing is, when you're an adult, you really don't know half of the things you're doing subconsciously. And I'll be honest with you, until you really dig deep, and a lot of us really don't do that because we're scared. And a lot of us are scared to deal with what we go through. I am one of them. I'm not going to lie. And in the last few months in therapy, I have found out a lot of things about myself that is so amazing. And this is why I'm starting back up my show, which Kendra here has forced me to do. Meaning is very helpful and therapeutical. And the reason she's here with me also is she feels as though it'll help in the long run for her to help co-host my show. What I found out the other night, Kendra, and I wanted to see if you feel this way. Sometimes, you know, I'm scared to be alone. I'm not going to lie. And a lot of you who knows me will probably be like, what? Yeah, I'm scared to be alone. And I try to find out why. And the therapist asked me, and I couldn't give her an answer. So what do you think? Oh, how have you ever felt that way?
I honestly can't say that I've been afraid of being alone at all.
Now, remember, not just physically. You could be alone in so many different states.
physically or even mentally alone. I grew up pretty much without brothers and sisters around, so I spent a lot of my playtime by myself in my own head. So, and then, you know, of course, there were neighborhood kids that I would play with, but I never felt like I was completely alone at all. So I think the fear would eventually come in the physical, because I really like being around people. So, but you know, sometimes I also like to pick and choose my times to be around people.
Well, I think we're total opposite, because I grew up with a lot of people. Since everybody knows, or half of people knows, that I'm the oldest of 10. So I guess being around so many different personalities,
yeah,
it tends to, like, you grew up alone. So you get to feel, not feel, but you grew up learning to be by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't grow up to be learning to be by myself at all. And I guess sometimes when you have siblings and umpteen siblings, you tend to try to find out who you are, because you're sharing so much with your family. And it has ups and sides, I mean, ups and downs to having a bunch of family in your, you know, in your life. But for me, I think that it has, as old as I am right now, trying to figure out who I am, that part right there kind of hit very hard in therapy, and it's been it's only been one day, and in that one day, my whole mind has been emotionally all over the place and mentally all over the place, because that question she asked me, I couldn't even give her an answer, besides what we found out is, by me having so many siblings and being around my family so much, I have to have somebody around me. I have to have somebody around me. And even if I'm with myself, I can't do it. It's even, I end up calling someone and be like, what are you doing? Are you busy? Can I come over? Or I will clean the crap out of my house just to keep busy.
And that I can relate to.
You know, and so since you grew up by yourself, you might be able to help me at the same time. I think because I grew up so long of that pattern. And I don't think a lot of us understand that. In our life, subconsciously, we have a pattern. And we have it's a pattern, a cycle also, that if it continues over and over and over again, we can't break it unless we want to really break it. And this has been the
first part, though, is recognizing that you got that cycle going on, and then figuring out, you know, what is it that you want to break out of it?
You know, I have been breaking a lot of it as much as I can. And it's the emotional part of that feeling alone has been a number for me. And it's like, when the therapist asked me the emotional part, I'm like, what do you mean? I mean, how can you be emotionally alone? And you know what it is when you don't have someone else connecting to you on that level of your brain, your mind,
yeah,
your thoughts. Maybe your goals, your aspirations, you know, it's just like a whole different level of emotions.
The intimacy. I think I would connect it with intimacy more than just the emotional. It's an intimate connection.
Well, if we're doing that, then we
don't. With people. No, I mean.
Well, with people. Okay.
Even like you and I, we have an intimate connection in that we know each other, we're coworkers, and there are certain things we know about each other. But like with our significant others, you know, we have a different intimate connection.
Well, I think that part is a big part. Yeah. The intimate connection with your significant others should be on point, I think, because that takes a toll on you. I don't know. My mind state is on a whole different level, and I don't know if Kendra feels the same way, but I don't think she does, because,
uh-oh,
yeah, I would level on intimacy five. When I say intimacy, meaning with your partner, guys, okay? Means that
sometimes, you know, when you meet someone, it's not just sexual, you know, and it's not physically. Let me repeat that. It's not just physically. Sometimes a person could get a man or a woman just by their mind. And I was telling Kendrick earlier today that a man could get your mind so well, and I'm talking about for a female right now, and a female can actually get a man's mind in a different level. And if we can't get on that level of the same page, this is the part where I'm talking about you, your mental state is alone. Because if you're doing it by yourself and that person is not on the same page with you that got you there in the first place, you tend to lose that whole, like, what happened? The heck did I do? So I don't know if that's how you were saying it. That's what you meant? No? I think I'm way off, guys. I will sip something now that you explain.
So I kind of guess, like, no, I'm not following you.
Okay, so she's lost. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, okay, let me break it down. When the guy, and I'm talking from a female part, not the man part, because I know you guys are going to get it mixed up. When a man mentally gets you there, and he totally changes the mental state on you, it's like, what do you do now? You feel alone because what happened? Where did he go? Mentally, it's like, where is he?
Oh, so it's kind of like bait and switch, kind of like what guys tell us when we get all dressed up and everything, and we put on this face, and we're this person, and then all of a sudden they've gotten to know us. And then all of a sudden, when they either put the ring on it or marry us, we change. This is how it's perceived right now. So is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
That it's a reverse role? That men do the same thing? I could see that. But okay, so one thing that I have learned in my many years of being around men is that men are pretty straightforward when it comes to their feelings.
Some. I have to say some.
So the majority.
Yeah.
I'd have to say the majority. And even if they're not straightforward in verbal, they're straightforward in the way they carry it.
So you mean like action?
Yeah.
So you're saying mentally, or you're talking about physically, or you're talking about emotionally?
Could be any, depending on the man.
Now, guys, if you want to tune in and help us out with this one, my number is 267-521-0154.
Love to hear from you.
If you want to go in the chat room, you're more welcome to. No one knows who you are in there unless you put your name, and then you could do so. What Kendra is saying is, it makes sense in a whole lot. So when I'm talking to Kendra, I'm not talking about personally what I'm going through. It's a lot that I'm learning about people and about your life. And I do share some of my experience with you all. At the same time, I share other people's things that I've listened to or I heard. And I'm only sharing what I learned in therapy as far as the physical, mental, and emotional alone part of your life. And I think what Kendra is saying is what I'm saying is, okay, say I have met people that mentally got me, and it's not physical. And it's not always, life in a relationship should not always be physical. I mean, it should help, but it shouldn't be the main purpose, because sometimes it'll backfire on you. I think you want to look at life as, what do I want out of my life? And a lot of us don't even know what we want. And a lot of us we out here just enjoying life to the fullest day by day. Or some of us be like, oh, this might be my last. I'm just going to enjoy it. At the same time, I think It goes with a lot of things that I'm learning. It, first of all, if we only got God in you, we short.
Absolutely.
I am not knocking nobody religion. I think if you don't have God, we will be in a whole different level. And it's a struggle, and I want people to understand the reason why I do this show is because there's a lot of us out here that is so going through it, and we tend to hide behind a big mask, and emotionally, mentally, and physically, we do it. I'm one of them. I'm not going to lie, and I know Kendra knows this, and I will put on the biggest freaking smile all day, and you would not think I have something going on.
We all do that.
And I know a lot of us do it. And what I try to tell people is, and especially why I do this show, is to let you know you're not alone doing it. So there's nothing wrong with you doing it if you do. However, sometimes it will catch back up with you, because I don't think you could carry that burden that long of pretending that you're not that person. So that goes back to emotionally being alone, or physically being alone, and emotionally, it takes a toll on you. Because to me personally, I'm a Gemini, and I have tremendously a lot of emotions. And when I write it down on paper, which I have shown Kendra the paper, in an hour, people, I fill a whole page, and meaning, it's not just emotions, it's just your thoughts. And it's amazing if you really write down your thoughts. I mean, you could write down, I'm about to pick up this napkin, I'm about to drink this drink, I'm going to go upstairs, I wonder what I'm going to do later. If you write all these little simple things down, you'd be amazed how much things you think about within an hour.
Yep.
And that is part of emotions. And you might think you're by yourself. You're not. Because it's very, very nerve-wracking. Let me tell you, it's nerve-wracking because I did it today, and it's nerve-wracking. And I'm like, Kendra, oh, my God. My page is full, and it's only been an hour. So just imagine. Like, I was driving, and I wanted to write down how much stuff was going through my mind. It was like a hamster in the wheel. I don't know if Kendra have any advice for you, anyone that is feeling, first of all, which alone, do you feel any of those alone at all?
Physically, mentally, or emotionally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel physically alone.
And nothing wrong with that.
I don't feel like anything's wrong with it, but yeah, and in that sense, I have a loneliness of a physical person being present, and that's it.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so I mean, that's really the most alone right now that I feel, because the rest right now is okay.
Well, then that's a good thing, you know. But me, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm physically alone right now, emotionally, and I'm mentally alone. Unfortunately, right now. I said just right now.
Right now.
However, when we say these things, and that doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It just means that we're trying to, as Kendra says, it's a season. And what we're trying to explain is, if you're sitting there feeling, describe it really quick how it is, because we got 10 minutes left. I'm going to describe it, and maybe some of you might be feeling it right now, because this is how I'm feeling right now. At the moment, you feel, and I'm going to break it down into, like, words. You feel sad, hopeless, down, not worthy. Why? What happened? What did I say? What did I do? Why me? God, why?
What
could I have done? Yes. Did I say something wrong? Is it me? Am I not attractive enough? All these things make you feel alone emotionally. And it's amazing how that mindset could mess you up for like a couple hours. Because at that time, you're trying to find that one person in your phone or wherever just to complete one of those things so you could feel a little better. Am I okay with that, Kendra?
Yep. Yeah.
Because if Kendra's saying she's physically missing someone, so I know she is. So we know what that means. The significant other. So I'm physically like that too, which I wish I could go home to that person right now. And unfortunately, I can't because they work. And it's what? Almost 12 o'clock at night. And sometimes we women know at 12, especially drinking some margaritas, you would like to go cuddle up under someone, not have sex. Okay, you may want to. But me personally, I would just really, really love to just lay next to someone right now and just be like, not saying random people. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying my significant other. And I think Kendra feels the same way right about now.
Yep.
And
get that comfort factor. That's what you
That's mean. It. Comfort. Comfort.
That safe place where you can just relax.
So it goes for what I was saying about being emotionally, mentally, and physically alone.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with feeling that way, guys. It's just that you have to figure out what's good for you. Have you ever just say something that you know it's right for you, but you just ignore it? And I see I do, Kendra, agree. You know how some of us would give advice or we would give someone advice, but we just can't take our own advice, you know, sometimes.
Sometimes it takes hearing yourself talk about it to understand that the advice you're giving someone else is really meant for you.
Yeah, I would say sometimes. And sometimes people are in denial. And a lot of us do live in denial. And a lot of us can't admit
it.
What's
denial?
A lot of us are in denial. Because a lot of us really not going to, when you get to this level where we're talking about right now, because a lot of us really don't know we are there, and a lot of us tend to make a lot of excuses for certain things that goes on.
Sometimes it's easier to go through all of that than to really bear that pain of not.
And you don't also want to share the pain with everybody else.
Exactly.
So a lot of us have to understand that if you're trying to really find yourself, because a lot of us really don't know how far we know yourself, you know, and if you don't put that first foot forward to actually find out who you are, each step it takes a toll on you. And emotionally, and that's why I'm sharing it tonight, is don't be scared to go to therapy. A lot of people will hate on you. And when I say hate, you know what they do? Oh, therapy? What are you doing that for? You know, you can't listen to people because a lot of them just don't understand it. And people that do that is the ones that have a lot that they're dealing with that just don't want to deal with it. I think. That's just my opinion. Don't take it and run it in the grave, guys. I don't know if Kendra feels the same on that.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about people that feel that therapy is bad. I mean, this is my thought about therapy. You know, when you break a leg or you injure yourself severely, like I had a straight leg brace for 2 months, and I went to physical therapy to get my leg healed. Well, sometimes in your life, you know, you have things emotionally that you really don't have to deal with by yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the one great thing that therapists are. There's somebody there to lend an ear that doesn't have to talk to anybody that you know, that isn't somebody that you know. They're a stranger that you just confide in your life, and they help you through it. And sometimes, you know, like recently I've been really lucky and found one of the most wonderful therapists I could have ever found to help me through a period in my life that no other therapist in my life could have helped me through.
Right, right.
So, I commend all of those people that sit and give that ear, whether it be, you know, just a friend or a therapist, but more the therapist that is also giving me a guide.
Yeah. And I think, so we have 4 minutes. So what I'm going to say is I'm going to piggyback on what Kendra said. I don't think a lot of guys, well, a lot of you all know that when therapy, it really is helpful. And it's, you have to find that therapist that does not just sit there and say, hey, how do you feel about it? You don't need one of those because that's your friend, really, if you look at it. And some friends really are judgmental. I'm not going to lie. And some friends will not give you the good advice, or some friends will not give you homework to do to better yourself. So what I'm saying is, what Kendra said is, you have to really want to do it, want to change your life, want to make sure you're okay with it, and you have to go through a couple of therapists. And my advice is to this, when you do seek a therapist, is make sure that person challenges you.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie, if it wasn't for Kendra, I wouldn't have the best therapist. And I think in the last 8 months I have been with this woman, I am breaking down to the limit, whereas I'm scared of finding out exactly who I am, because it's almost there. And it's a tremendous turnaround emotionally, as what I'm saying, of me feeling those things that I feel today that we talked about, and what Kendra was saying, a therapist is nothing wrong with that, guys. I'm not just promoting it, just saying, oh, go get a therapist.
Right.
I'm just sharing experience that Kendra and I are experiencing, and I think to help each other out, that we need to do that. So we have 2 minutes.
Well, let me just say real quick, for anybody out there that's had a loss of a parent. Mm. So one of the things that took me to that level was losing both my parents in less than 2 years. So doing the therapy helped me work through my mother being sick and eventually dying, my father and I being on a cruise and him dropping dead in front of me from a heart attack. This was something that I worked through in therapy, and I couldn't be here talking about it the way that I am without having gone through that. And I encourage anybody who's going through anything in life right now, go and find a therapist.
So in saying that, our show has ended, and I hope you guys have listened to what she said and what I said, and I wish you the best. And please, if y'all need us, you can hit us up, you can subscribe to my channel, and we will help you the best way we can, okay? You guys have a great night. Thank you.
Good night.